you have to protect your information as well as your children.
Social media initially made connecting with family and friends easier, but reports say the platforms have grown so rapidly that many may not have had ample time to analyze the consequences.
What we're finding is, you know, much like the parents, kids have not been really adequately taken care of as far as privacy concerns go. You know, kids use particular apps, and from that, their information can be funneled and used by other folks.
That's John Masterson, marketing director for the Better Business Bureau serving Western Michigan. He says the BBB has tips to maintain your child's right to online privacy and avoid overexposing your family's information, one of which is to pause and think before posting.
Children nowadays have grown up online, and so literally everything they've ever done online is public. It's most likely being tracked, and then, you know, who knows how it could be used now or down the road.
Masterson says you may also want to avoid embarrassing photos of your kids, as they could possibly be used against them later in life. He says the same goes for innocent baby photos. What's adorable to you could be misused by others.
You know, we've heard of things where people take pictures of their newborns, and they're really not bad pictures, but the wrong people find them and then use them and reuse them. And so it's, again, really important to understand what you're doing, what you're sharing, and how much you're sharing.
Other tips include learning the privacy settings on your social networks, setting photos to the highest priority setting, avoid using hashtags like hashtag naked baby and the like, as it may open the door to ill-intentioned predators. Set limits and stick to them. Establish ground rules for use on devices and apps that you give your children permission to use. Jennifer Moss, WGVU News.